You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Scott Stantis, the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune. There's your microphone.
Yes.
There's so many cups in the studio. I know, it's very calm.
There's a lot of beer.
My nerves are rattled.
I'm going to drink them all.
It was very crowded. That was a lot of dudes. Roger Badish, how are you doing up there?
I'm doing fantastic.
You should come down for beer.
Hi, Scott.
There's so much beer down here.
Really? There's my in-your-face camera kind of wave.
I'm gonna be in so much trouble with this. I'm going to be up all night cleaning this studio, by the way.
Well, I spilled beer over here, too, so this mic is going to smell.
There's definitely beer over here. And then there's all this. That's okay.
That's okay.
You know what, though? It seems like a good night for it. I was very upset that I was not in Springfield yesterday. Actually, I was. You know what's so stupid? No, I'm not upset that I was not in Springfield. I'm angry at the ridiculousness that's going on in Springfield. Can I say this? It's Safe Harbor, right? The pissing contest that's going down in Springfield.
Oh, it's
right?
Preposterous. Yeah. They don't care about you, me, your kids.
Was that bad, Craig? That was a little too harsh. Was that a little too much?
No, you nailed it. That was what it is.
It was actually
they're
Colonel
all peeing, and it's not really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They actually did a cartoon that was killed, very similar to what you just described.
Oh, really?
It's Rauner and Madigan at the urinal. You see them from the back. You see nothing wrong.
You and I have the same kind of rage.
Great minds.
Put it away. You're like, put your pistols away, boys.
Yeah, Madigan's saying, mine's bigger.
Oh.
It's preposterous.
No,
it's,
you know what, though? It's not that, it is that, but it's also who is the bigger one?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. It's got.
Well, can I make an observation compared to a year? Okay, fine.
I'm just kidding. Of course you can, Roger.
Compared to a year ago, I noticed, because I was listening to some of the audio earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
During the news that Judy Pilak was doing earlier today. Of Rauner's comments, and his comments this time around compared to a year ago, a lot more conciliatory. He was not as angry or as attack mode as he was a year ago.
Are you talking about Rauner?
Rauner.
No, Rauner has actually made compromises. He's stripped down the whatever he calls his agenda. Mm-hmm. He's offered tax increases. I mean, truly, this is Mike Madigan saying, I am the alpha dog. No one else is the alpha dog, and I've been the alpha dog for 35 years, and no one else will be it. That's why you drop a 500-page budget at 4 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock, it gets passed.
Yeah.
That's only $7.5 billion out of whack, by the way.
Well, and we were going to have some folks on from Springfield tonight, and that was our quest, was to get some voices on air. They all sounded very exhausted, and I wasn't quite sure that it was going to be the quality and quantity of information that we would like. So tomorrow night, we're going to have some of our friends on. And I need to get people from both sides of the aisle, because I'm not going to have just one side pointing fingers. I'd rather everyone just point fingers and nothing gets done as it has for the last year.
If you're a legislator, this has got to be, and you know them much better than I do, but as just human beings, well, Dan Katowski, who's on this show, I can't imagine if he's down there right now.
I think this is part of why he left.
It has got to be exhausting that you're going to run for re-election in the fall, of course, and not bad. She's drinking beer and liking it.
I'm looking.
She's
at
discovered
the
beer.
The Belgian ale is very. It's making me feel more calm about our conversation. No, go ahead.
No. My point is that as a legislator, if I was in the House, particularly, but also the Senate, I would be embarrassed. I'd be embarrassed to run.
I agree. Although, I don't know. I think there is. I mean, do you delude yourself in this? And that even sounds kind of cruel or mean to say, but I think we're at the point where, like, we don't care. We're just like, just get something done. There are so many people that are suffering. There are people that are dying. There are people that are struggling to just keep hope from day to day. There are teachers who don't know how they're going to educate their kids. There are parents who don't know what's going to happen next year with their school year. There are resources that are dwindling. And everyone, you know, now it's like we've said pension to the point where it doesn't even mean anything anymore.
Right.
We've said Michael Madigan where that doesn't mean anything anymore. We've blamed government. Nothing means anything anymore. It carries no weight whose fault it is.
I think as Illinoisans, as Chicagoans, you kind of just shrug your and just say, that's what they do. Well,
no, this seems so different than what
this
they
seems
do.
Very different because kids like your special guy and those across this great state, I mean, they're suffering and they're going to suffer more as this drags on and on and on. They're waiting. Here's what's going on. They're waiting for the November election. If Madigan, and let's assume Madigan loses the supermajority by a vote. you know, he has one vote less than the supermajority, but he still has a pretty, pretty substantial majority. This battle goes on. This fight goes on in perpetuity.
Yeah, I agree.
And it never ends. And we get screwed. Mm-hmm. The taxpayer, you know, the budget he proposed was always talking about $1,000 on average, $1,000 per Illinois home, additionally in taxes, for a system that doesn't work and actually apparently works actively to hurt them.
Yeah, no, I have to agree. Generating more revenue now, to what point? For what value is it being spent? Well, I'm as cynical as anybody else at this point, and
I think you're probably a better person than I am.
Know. I stopped going to Springfield. You know, I was supposed to go this week, and because of other obligations that came up after I started making plans, I could not go. And Craig, they were on the phone. You heard Stephanie say, "Well, I don't. Why wasn't Patty in Springfield?" Because I don't know what to do anymore. I mean, what am I going to do? Come back every week or broadcast from there every week and say they're not doing anything, they're not getting it done, or Madigan just sent down this thing that no one saw coming.
Yeah, if you were trying to broadcast in Springfield until something happened, you'd probably have to move there.
Yes.
The show would be from there for a long time.
So I'm going to talk
to... And no one deserves that, Patty.
No. I was saying, that's what I was going to do with the fan van. Do you think it can handle the trip to Springfield?
I'm sure it can handle it.
Oh, yeah, we can do this.
Should we go to Springfield tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
That was a no.
That's not a no. That was my.
Let me. Who should I ask? Leader Lou? Like, because they could be dispatched.
They're not. They're off tomorrow though. They take Fridays off.
What time are you going to go after the bike ride and everything else that we're already doing?
You have to go after the show, which would actually be Saturday.
No, I would go. It's possible that they will leave Springfield on Saturday. They might be in session tomorrow. They might be in session.
It's a 3-day weekend. Don't forget.
Right. So yeah. They might be in session through Sunday and then go home for Memorial Day for the parades and the barbecues and everything. They might leave Saturday evening. So if that's a, and I know some people who might have some idea as to whether that's the way the direction
let me know,
going.
In all seriousness, I'm not. This
should we,
is, this
should
is
we
the
drive?
Blow-off.
So we would have to drive. Should we drive? Would you drive? No, you don't drive. You don't have a car, right?
I can't. We can find one.
We can find a car. Yes, we can find a car. All right.
There are always cars.
All right, so we'll figure that out. So maybe we go to Springfield tomorrow. And then what? But what do we do? Just, like, watch them be idiots?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We can point and stare.
Craig, you can tell me what was someone calling about.
Oh, no, Terry just said that we have to stop Madigan from running again, apparently.
But how do we do that?
I don't know. Anyone who runs, this is the funniest
story. Thank you,
story.
Terry. I mean, I have to... Or you just can't be the Speaker of the House in perpetuity. Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, he there was someone who's going to run against him who's halfway decent candidate. Not great, but not bad. And as soon as...
How low have we set the bar? Not great, but whatever.
Well, no, but you know what? That's how you start. And I don't have a problem with citizen legislators. This guy's been in the legislature for 35 years. It's gotten us exactly what? So, in his
actually,
district, someone ran against
I think it's actually
him.
46 years. Can you check, Craig? I think it's since the
early
1970s.
But Speaker for 30-plus years, okay. Except for one year where Republicans got lucky.
Well, let's use the presidential election and decide what candidates should be running. What celebrities do you think should be in office here in Chicago or in Illinois? What non-politicians should we start electing?
Dude, I've been having this discussion with my Republican friends. I came up with the Republican Party. I worked in Republican politics when I was 13 years old.
I was going to say, and when he says his Republican friends, he means from his own party, because like if I say my Democrat friends and my Republican friends, I mean it that way. But you are in the Republican Party.
I was. Now I'm, I was. I don't, things got weird, especially with the social agenda. So... I took a half a step back. Yeah, I know you're...
My jaw. I had to put my jaw back.
But with this? And how many of them are drinking? Okay. We could go off on the Trump tangent again, and you'll get a bunch of nasty
tweets. No. 312-981-7200. You know where we are? People are not just holding their noses, but they are done with their parties. I think people are done with their parties.
Think about
this.
We have a pathological liar running against a petulant child. That's our choice.
Which one's which?
I think you can figure this one out. I believe that you can.
No, they seem to be both that.
Oh, and Trump can't. He just spouts. He just spews. He just regurgitates. I don't know what it is that he does. I don't know what he is. But he is going to be the nominee, the AP.
And possibly the president.
He could win.
Yes.
He could win.
I told you that.
You did. I'm not betting you anymore. As my wife told me, don't you. Every time I leave the house now, she says, don't you bet with her. Don't you bet with her. Because I always lose. always.
But I'm at the point now where it's not, there isn't any brightness on the horizon.
You know what's interesting?
Does that sound bad? Can you write that down for me?
God, did. God, it's good that you're a mother of two.
There's no brightness on the horizon. There's no, I see no daybreak.
This is
fascinating. I see no hope.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is
continue
hope.
On at your own peril. Roger, I feel like I'm on the Kennedy at 10:30 at night.
I'll come save
all lanes are closed.
I'll come save you. I'll ride up on my white horse. God. I'll save you.
No, you know what the libertarians are doing? It's fascinating. They're going to have the nominating convention in about a month and a half or so. And it's going to be Gary Johnson, who's the former governor, two-term governor of New Mexico. But the vice president is going to be Weld of Massachusetts. Okay. These are going to be two actually qualified.
Wait, what?
Not.
Let's go back.
Bad poop crazy.
I don't pay
guys.
Enough attention to governors from other states, and I probably should. So there's a guy who has been the governor of New Mexico.
Two terms.
And a guy who was a governor of Massachusetts.
Yes.
Both of them libertarians.
They will run as libertarians. Gary Johnson ran as a Republican. I think they both ran as Republicans in their states.
Okay, so they were not libertarian governors.
Right.
They were Republican governors who are now libertarians.
Yes.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
All right.
It all comes together in a neat little pile, doesn't it?
No, yeah. Pile of something.
No, I would give them, I would listen to them. I think that they would actually.
I'm not saying they're a pile of something. I'm just saying it, all of it, this whole thing, everything stinks.
But there's a ticket running that's not crazy, pathological.
Which one's that?
The libertarian, the ones I just described, Johnson and
Weld.
You're
adorable. Can I rub your, I just give you a noogie. Can I give you a noogie that they're not crazy?
They're not crazy.
Are you crazy?
No, they're not crazy. They aren't.
I find libertarians to be an interesting breed because
I was actually a campaign manager for a libertarian candidate for Congress.
Are libertarians always former Republicans?
No. A lot of them came up as libertarians.
Okay, so
and ran. They ran Atlas Shrugs. They allegedly read it because nobody's read it.
Yeah, I have not read Atlas Shrugged.
No one has.
So what are the elements of that, of either libertarians or
socially liberal, fiscally conservative, smaller government, less taxes.
So socially liberal. Let's start there. Socially liberal meaning now. Because I don't think of libertarians as saying I support gay marriage. Mm-hmm. They're saying marry whoever you want, not that I'm in support of. Right.
Right.
Freedom of choice.
Yes.
I know it is the news. Do I have a break before the news? No. Okay. We'll continue this. Okay. Oh, we have a car. So many things. I feel like this is I'm not
Take
done.
A deep breath. This is kind of relaxing right now. You have someone else coming in at 1, right?
Yeah. So no, I'm wound up. I'm too wound up.
Drink some of the beer. You have like 15 cups of it in front of you.
I just need to eat something. There's a lot of beer out here.
Yeah, no one brought food.
I wonder where that guy was from that kept saying things. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and it's going to be back in studio. But you know what? I was listening to the radio last night, and I was enjoying myself. It's weird when I'm not here and someone else fills in for me, and I'm sometimes hesitant to tune in because I'm like, oh, because it's weird. It's just, Scott, have you ever had anyone draw your cartoon for you, like when you were on vacation?
Oh, gosh, no. Where we have syndicated work, who filled in for you?
Mark Carman. Carm is on the line with us.
Oh.
And you were great last night. That was a wonderful. I listened to the first hour of the show, and it was lovely. And J Swipe, I have never heard of J Swipe. For those of us who aren't familiar, this is a dating app for the Jewish persuasion. Is this what it is?
Well, Patty, it was a big moment yesterday for me.
Yes.
As I may have shared that I'm back in the dating scene after an extensive 4-year relationship. So now I have to reassess what the world looks like. And, Tinder and Bumble and whatnot, I've always sort of avoided the matzo ball crowd. I'm a member of that crowd. So I figured that I might as well, give a little shout out to the peeps. And this was an easy way to do it. And it was like a huge kind of exciting cathartic moment in my day, if you will, yesterday. So I felt like, sitting in for you that I should just leave with that. And that's what happened.
I loved it. It was a great conversation. And I think it was for people who are dating or, wonder what the dating lives are like now. It is a totally different world. I mean, if you date someone who's younger, there aren't any points of I'll sit down, Scott.
If it's no. It's just more energy if you stand up.
It's more. Well, it's
so
also,
what's it called again? Jay what?
Jay Swipe.
Jay Swipe.
And Roger Battis joins us in studio as well. Roger, we'll sit down. As
I'm
well.
Going to sit down.
Yes, please.
You stand up.
I'll sit down. All right, we'll sit down. Let's learn about Jay Swipe. What is it, Carm?
Oh, okay. I'm explaining it. Well, this is what happens. You have a little picture of yourself, and you've got a couple nuggets, not much, you know, where you grew up, and you can link your Facebook to it so they could see who you're friends with, you know, who you have friends in common. And basically, you know, all you're seeing is maybe you write a little bit of a blurb. I mean, I put something in there, but not much.
Right.
So you're basically just going on the sure look. And you can swipe right if you're in, or swipe left if you're not. And if they swipe right as well, then you'll literally get a little Mazel Tov. Will jump up and down, and then you'll be lifting up the chair like you're doing.
So
and then you know that hey, next thing you know, you could be having kids and whatnot. That's the whole idea here, I guess.
I don't even know where to go from all of that. But
so yeah, I mean, so did you swipe? What left is like kosher? What? I'm trying to figure this one out. So if you go left, you like them. If you
left
go right,
left would be. I think left actually in this scenario would be non-kosher, and right would be kosher.
Okay, so did you right sweep anybody?
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, and how did that go?
We've got some prospects here. We're going to have some dates, and we want to make this a running thing on a pretty late Patty. I'm not sure. Actually, I have to think about that. But
it's kind of like, what are your stats? You know, like how are the Cubs doing? How are the Sox doing? How is Carm doing?
Date night with Mark Carmen.
I would say in the early season of my foray into J-Swip, I'm off to a roaring start, although I haven't had any actual dates.
So you think you're batting like maybe 450?
Sure. I think that's fair.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
You know, but I mean, the new guy is always the hot item because you probably see the same folks.
I see. When you add someone into the rotation.
Well, how many people are actually on this app? It's got to be more than like 10.
It seems like quite a few.
Yeah.
And it's...
Do you check out what the other dudes are like while you're...
No.
Can you do that?
You can't see your competition?
I've never used a Tinder or anything. I've been married for 35 years, so this is like, you know...
If I downloaded this app, I mean, do they screen properly to make sure that I belong there?
I don't think they do, Patty. I think you're in. They're going to ask you, are you, you know, conservative, reform, just Jewish, or maybe even like, I think there's an other on there. You would actually be other.
Is there like a question like just how Jewish are you? I mean, there's cultural Jews, and then there's like Orthodox or Hasidic.
Well, right, that's basically what it's asking. Orthodox, you're a super Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a cape?
Conservatives in the middle, kind of.
You are Jewish, but kind of don't want to be.
Right.
What kind of superpowers do they have?
I know what super Jews. I want to know what they. I mean,
man.
No.
I mean, listen, the superpowers, they have the best seats at synagogue. They're closest to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get myself in trouble here. And I'm stealing Woody Allen lines that nobody is referencing out.
I'm so curious about so many things right now.
One of my favorite cartoons of all time was a description of it had a Hasidic Jew, and it was a guy with the beaver cap and the forelocks and everything, conservative, and it had the, you know, a rabbi with a neatly trimmed beard, looking very, and then reformed, and it was Santa Claus.
Karma.
You would not, seriously, you probably wouldn't believe how many Santa Clauses are actually Jewish in the malls around the country.
Is that true?
I would highly expect that's true. Seriously. First of all, we look great with beards.
Here we go.
I think Roger most definitely just made that up.
Okay,
he looks like that kind of guy.
So Carm, why do you pick a J swipe over a J crush? Just out of curiosity.
I Well, I didn't know anything about J Crush, Patty. Is there a J Crush out there? Are you searching all these apps?
I'm downloading the J Swipe as we speak. Finally, a site to meet other young, professional, attractive Jewish singles. Easy and fun, very addictive, but I guess that means a better chance of being the right one.
Wait, that's age discrimination. Mm-hmm. Young.
No. No, there's you're young and old on there. Believe me. You can. You know what's interesting is that there's an age range. Like, they will only allow you to have an 18-year gap. So, like,
that's a choice.
That seems reasonable. 18 years being older or younger than someone, 18 years seems reasonable.
But if someone chooses to be with someone
during the commercials,
I apologize for that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to ingest.
Who left the candy?
I'm trying to ingest food because we've had a lot of beer.
Oh, this I have the J Swipe on my phone now.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to walk over there and look over your shoulder.
Log in with Facebook. We will never post to your Facebook. Thank God. I mean, and by the way, so for my husband knows, I am doing this for the purpose of research. Craig, you've done this before, haven't you? Downloaded different dating apps in order to research.
No, we had people in studio. I think Michael Palasek and his girlfriend were competing on Tinder. And so I also downloaded Tinder for a little bit and then realized, well, it was on my phone that, like, my Facebook profile had been used. So it said I was married and it had pictures of Betty and I. So I did not really succeed on Tinder when I was on it.
You did not succeed? By the way, do I use my my profile picture? Do I use the one where I'm dressed as a Marine?
The Marine.
Carm?
Let's go Marine. Let's go that road.
That is exactly why I changed my picture yesterday.
Oh, you're on the beach? That's adorable.
I went beach look because I didn't want to have, like, the first look of the J Swipe that this is a lunatic Marine or Army guy. So I thought that I really actually wanted to leave that up there. It was time that it just had to go.
I like your picture. By the way, someone mentioned that you were at Oak Street Beach. Let's clarify, you were actually at North Avenue Beach because you can see very plainly that there are volleyball nets nearby. So that I'm guessing that was North Avenue, correct?
Yeah, I believe that is accurate. That picture is not from yesterday. That's at least a year old. But I think I basically look the same.
Truth in advertising. Come on now.
So here we are. And I haven't done anything since you left, Scott. I have not done anything. We've just talked about where Carm took his profile picture. So I'm choosing whether or not to identify as just Jewish, Orthodox, traditional, conservative, reform, willing to convert.
Ooh.
You have to go that road. You have to.
So,
be honest.
So, Carm, if you saw a woman that was willing to convert, right?
It's the perfect person. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, so I'm going to put that. I'm not trying to match with you, but I want to see.
Right.
All right, so willing.
That's a fascinating answer, though. Now we need an explanation, Mark. Why is willing to convert your most attractive option?
Well, Craig, you know, as I speak authentically here, I have had a little bit of trouble connecting with those in my faith. And so I like to sort of take the non-Jew if you will, just to bring somebody from outside the heritage into the fold would be a true blessing and a mitzvah and a mazel tov all at the same time. So I think that woman is somebody that I identify a little
bit more.
Sorry,
can you repeat that? What would it be again?
A mitzvah. It would be a mazel tov. It would be a Hamid's vote and an Adon Olam. Would you like me to sing some of my favorite prayers tonight?
Yes, please.
I didn't really say that. Roger Battis is actually the rabbi in the show whenever I'm around, so if you'd like to sing.
Well, they're drinking beer. It's not exactly wine, but if you want to say it along with me, the blessing for the wine is very short, right? Do you remember it?
It is. We could do that. Baruch atah
Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Hagafen.
Borei Pri Hagafen. We're there.
There
okay,
you go.
I feel good.
Yeah.
We've done that. Yeah. Now that's happened.
Yeah, good. Now, here's the other thing about willing to convert. As Mark is looking for a female person to hook up with, if the female person is of a non-Jewish faith and is willing to convert in order to get her mitts into Mark Carmen and his vast wealth and knowledge. Once they become married and she converts, now their children will be Jewish.
Okay.
Right. It's very important.
To be honest, that there is a little bit, that's true what Roger's saying, but that would only be in a reformed situation. Like you said,
Orthodox. Where did Carm go? Did he leave the phone?
I think he hit a cell spot. Are you still there?
I mean, I'm here.
There he is.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yes. We got you now.
I'm sorry, guys.
But that's okay because you're reform. Yes.
I'm more my own little definition of the corner in the land here.
Right.
But I was raised in a more conservative temple, which is where I most if I am going to services, which I do on the high holidays, I prefer that service.
Right. Like most non Hasidic or extreme, what'd you call them? Super Jews. as most all other Jews, other than those. Do is they eventually head to temple on the High Holy Days, and the rest of the year it's like, you know, they wave as they drive by.
That's true.
All right, then. By the way, Carm, I am on the, I'm now apparently registered on JSwipe.
Oh, let's see.
Introducing Super Swipes. Set yourself apart from the crowd and skip to the front of the line. Are you given that option, Carm?
Wait, what does that mean?
Yep, I get Super Swipes. Are you petty? Have you put a picture up?
Oh, it's my profile picture with the Marines. I want to see how many guys. By the way, so my profile picture is me in the Marines uniform, and then the other picture, my banner picture, is me from Little League Baseball from when I played on the White Sox.
I mean, this is truly
I'm
going to
get a lot of women who are going to be very interested in me.
Did you say interested in anything?
I don't know. It says, okay, so Super Swipes, 2 times as likely to match. What are all these symbols down here? What's this? I'm looking at the star.
I haven't quite figured that one out yet.
Wait, if you're on JSwipe or JDate or JCrush or all these other things, do you have to list other interests? Aren't you there because you're both interested in like being with people who are Jewish? Isn't that enough interests?
Well, there's got to be some more to it.
That feels like the only step people who sign up for these apps need. They need that part, and then they're good to at least meet somebody, right?
Here, do I left swipe or right swipe on Alex? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, Patty. you got it. Left is what?
Good? Left is good and right is bad. Which way
no,
do I go?
No, right is good.
Right is good. Right swipe everyone, Patty.
So I go.
Just see how many matches
yes.
you get.
Wait. And so I go this way?
Yes.
You right swipe.
Go to
the
right. Let's see what happens.
Hello. Hi, David. I'm sorry. What was that? Look at that.
There's also a check.
I'd right swipe that.
Check, you're in.
I would. He's a handsome man. A handsome Jewish man, apparently.
Look at Seth.
Daddy, those are also the people that are on there right now.
Yeah.
Oh, they're on there right now.
Oh, yeah.
So they can come down and hello.
Yeah, they're going to be knocking on the glass here at the Showcase studio.
Look at all these kids. Will is 24. I'm right swiping everybody. Is this, what
this is what your producer told you to do.
He did. This is what I was told as part of the programming. Craig, there's a guy. Is that a Wolverine? Is he standing in front of a Wolverine?
You know, I didn't ask for play-by-play, though. I do want you to right swipe everyone. But we don't need
all right.
It. Yeah,
Carm,
you got a
he's a hunter.
You got a nerd.
All right. I got that's a nerd?
Oh gosh, yes.
Yeah. But he has a good dentist. This guy took a picture in the bathroom. You can see the urinals behind him.
Oh.
And he has a lazy eye.
All right, so Carm,
he's got a
well, he does.
Carm, when you're on JSwipe, what are the elements that you find in the photos with the women? Like, what kind of pictures are you more drawn to? Are you right swiping everyone?
He's a guy, so nude. One.
Oh.
No.
Roger, don't you?
No, they don't let nude pictures on there.
Oh, okay.
Because if they're pulling the picture from Facebook, aren't they?
Here, let's let Mark answer the question, but I doubt nudity is on the app.
I mean, the key strategy that I am using, Patty, is I look for those that have accepted the Facebook partnership, and then I am calling up the people that I know, and I'm trying to get a firsthand account of what I'm dealing with here. And then I am proceeding accordingly. That's been my strategy. And I also like people that are like, I don't know anyone. That's like, I kind of feel like that's a nice little...
I'm going to be honest with you, Mark. I doubt they retained any of what you just said. Because something happened in studio, and it's sort of... We're in a full-on patty melt at this moment in studio.
Patty tried to show me something on her phone.
Here, hold on.
And she basically...
Like a watermelon seed.
It just sort of... And she threw it at me.
Carm, I'm going to be honest.
It on the board.
I'm going to be honest. I almost broke the radio station.
Yeah, she really almost. Here. We're going to have to take a break and make sure technically we're still okay.
Carm, please hold on the line. And if you get a right swipe, it's just out of fun. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. Live in the Allstate Showcase studio, I am joined by the cartoonist, the preeminent political cartoonist.
Award-winning.
Award-winning.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that title. I like that
two
intro.
Gory
the award-winning cartoonist of the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah. That's me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I probably should have congratulated sooner than like when I am now.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'll do better next time, I promise.
I think they give radio awards there, right?
We've been nominated.
The Chicago Press?
We've been nominated for the Silver Dome.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
The Silver Dome?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
She's being kind of liberal in who is nominated specifically. Patty has been nominated as best host in Chicago or, you know,
oh, by
Chicago
far.
Area.
Can I be frank here and just say...
from you're Scott.
Yeah, that's what
that
I do.
Terrible. Roger, you wanted to do it so badly.
I did.
I know. How do you know?
Every radio, of all the talk radio I've listened to, and even non-talk radio, you are by far the best.
You're in studio. It's a different experience.
You're no, I don't know. I listen to it. And I listen to you when I'm not here.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
And I listen. In fact, when I talk to radio people, and I have friends in radio mm-hmm. across the country, I say, you need to listen to the show. This is the template that if I ever did a show, this is what I'd want to do.
Yeah, they're not going to teach this in schools. They're not. The train wreck is Pretty Late. They're not going to teach
this. The patty melts.
On-air dating.
I hope they study this in school at some point. I hope this show is eventually used as a tool. Now, do you see what Patty did here? Obviously, her strategy was to do this, and it was incredible forward-thinking.
Just attribute so much more deep. You know what I think she's talking about here, of course, is the Aristotelian model juxtaposed against the Socratic approach to philosophy.
And the third layer in which she is communicating her points are all subjects.
So much texture.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're
for
very textured. No, I'm dead serious. I love being on the show. It's fun. And it's fun to listen to.
Thank you.
How many shows can you say that about? And I don't want to cast no aspersions or nothing, but I mean, seriously, you cannot say there's a lot of shows that are just fun to listen to.
Well, we had Steve and Johnny in the studio on Tuesday, and I loved listening to them. And I was sitting here, and it was odd because I was like, I'm inside a Steve and Johnny show. It was very surreal for me. And they were talking about the reactions they would get sometimes. And to the point where people would send messages to Johnny saying that they hated the sound of her voice. And they hoped that one of them wished that that Steve got cancer when he was getting him. So these kinds of things. And, you know, I'm like, hey, everybody. And Johnny said the exact same thing that I want to impart upon people. If there's something you don't like at the moment, there's 3 hours around it.
Yeah.
This moment is going to pass.
Yes.
And we will, and you know that I have a short attention. Someone walks by the studio, they wipe the slate clean, and I say something entirely different. Wow. And we move on.
And I've been on the show
else.
When they've wiped this glass clean with their buttocks.
I know.
Buttocks.
Those guys, well, that wasn't wiping it clean.
Those guys
was,
what? What?
No,
what?
there are window cleaners that come by.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful for them.
Not with their buttocks.
They are not celebrated nearly as much as they should be.
No, they
Thank
do
you
a great
to those
job.
Folks, yes.
You can see the street.
And I'm guessing, by the way, we have scaffolding outside of the studio, and it's sort of sad because tomorrow we have the WGN Walk of Fame. We are inducting a whole
later
new class.
Today. Don't say tomorrow. Later today.
I'm going to go to sleep before it happens.
This show does not consider it tomorrow yet.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
Today.
That's
sorry.
Nick D's show, which is next.
Right.
He, in fact, does start.
Nick
on
rings in the next day.
He does.
Okay. I filled in for Nick one time, and I had a heck of a time trying to describe to people when the show was. Is it Tuesday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Monday
night?
Oh,
we've had that problem with guests. We've scheduled guests, and you know, we have to tell them if you're on at 12:30, we mean 12:30 a.m., but it's the night of Tuesday going into Wednesday morning. Those are the kinds of instructions.
Yeah, I should send you guys some email chains where it took like 11 emails to finally understand it. So wait, am I on Monday night or Tuesday night? You are on Monday night according to me, Tuesday morning according to most humans.
Yeah, it was hard, but then 2 to 5 generally is.
2 to 5 a.m. Yeah, that's I've done that several times, actually. We did a wine pairing with Halloween candies.
I was on the show with my cousins.
Wasn't the best ever?
Oh, my gosh.
Knife and Time.
It was the best. We were actually visiting them a couple days ago. We were down in New Orleans, and guess what came up like that was that pairing.
Well, that's because the sommelier, that is Wiley,
Yes.
Is a spectacular. Wiley Schaefer came in and helped us pair. We had Tootsie Rolls. We had...
You know what the best one was? It was ice wine, which is incredibly sweet,
mm-hmm.
cup paired with the little pumpkin that was like...
Like
much
candy corn?
Pretty much sugar.
Right.
It only made orange. So, oh my God, it was awesome.
So good.
That was one of the best nights ever.
What would be another? I was telling Wiley and Carissa of Knife and Tine. I know this keeps. I'm not sure which
her J match.
Which one's Michael in this group? This is a group photo.
Maybe they both are.
All four of them. There are four dudes in this photo. Craig, how am I supposed to know which one is Michael? How do I left or right swipe?
Did he
I can't
write
believe
back?
You're still swiping.
I'm still. There's so they keep coming up.
That's fine.
There's a
now
a
you
coin
paired
coping.
With how many now?
With four.
Okay. Four?
Mm-hmm.
Patty, I think there's going to be an unlimited amount because I think they're just going to keep coming up and coming up and coming up.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right. I think that's why people like this app so much.
It's
is that,
a game.
Yeah, really, you can just swipe all the people ever.
All the people that exist.
Yeah, I feel like it's all the people that exist. Scott, you're probably on it. You don't even know.
I may not know. Who knows?
These aren't even real people.
Yeah. Old pudgy married guys.com.
You are not pudgy.
I'm a little bit pudgy.
But you're old married, weight. Apparently. The of grabbing one of those things that you say about yourself, I'm going to say you're not old and pudgy because you are, in fact, married.
I am married.
As am I. And I'm going to swipe.
How many years now?
Let's see. Which way do I swipe on?
did you put that in your profile?
Right. Married? Yeah, it's probably important information.
Just in it for the kicks.
For the research on Pretty Late
Patty. Did you
curious.
Turn into WG?
I want to
get
the full
That would be
experience.
Awesome. Could you imagine the mortification of some of these guys mm-hmm. if you actually mentioned their name and said...
You mean Craig, who is 25 and posing in front of... what is this, like some sort of...
Craig.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Craig.
That's awesome.
It's all a right. door.
I am a fan of all other Craigs.
Craig?
It's a thing that we all
no,
have.
No, it's our Craig.
No,
is that our
I'm
Craig?
Not. That's not my age.
This is a creepy photo.
I would be lying about a lot of stuff if right? I even lied about my age.
Wait, okay.
I gotta
now
see
describe
your eyes.
This. It's actually his eyes. And what? He's got a camera.
He looks to be a filmmaker. He okay. has.
Oh, no. That's a handheld like video thing that you do take into public bathrooms. Right.
Let's just make sure and be clear here if my wife is listening. That is not me. That is not my profile. I am not on this app.
Oh, wait. Show me ooh. Wait, I want to see ooh.
Some oohs? Here's some oohs.
It's just from the nose up. What the hell? Did he have a lip cancer? What
we
the hell?
We are swiping left a lot.
Now, there's anything
here.
Wrong with lip cancer.
No, there's not, but he's hiding a lot of stuff. Oh, so this is smart. I think if you pose with a dog, these are smart.
Yeah,
photos.
But he's an orange. He's in prison.
Yeah.
It's bright orange. Look at this.
That's not a good choice. Oh, look. He's a chef. Benji's a chef.
What is that on the hat? Seriously, can you read that?
I don't know.
Because it looks like he
it
works
might be
at
Olive like... Garden.
Hey, guys. Hi. Oh, yeah. Radio. Hey. WGN. Pretty late. Patty Vasquez.
Well, we're trying to walk this through is what she's looking
for. How do we do a video of me doing J Swipe?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, then.
That sounds really great. We'll share that on our Facebook page and everything, mm-hmm. social media.
But she was looking at a short order cook.
To come back to... And
he looked friendly.
Surprisingly enough, I can come back to what I was going to tell you. I need to find a way to do another wine pairing with Wiley, and we missed our opportunity for Easter.
You missed Valentine's Day because of chocolates and really bad candy. I got Janine something for Valentine's Day. It had the candies, with the messages that say, "Be mine," or let's.
I got a suggestion.
No. Well, let me finish the story. She broke her tooth.
This is how the show goes, by the way.
She broke her tooth. So go on, Roger.
On a heart, on one of the heart candies.
Yes, it was
on a "Be mine."
Yes,
yours truly.
Yeah, something.
Forever
like that.
Yours.
Yeah.
Forever broken.
Yeah.
So
Roger,
think,
go on.
All right, well, I've got to double check, but I think Friday the 24th of June.
Mm-hmm.
Double check. You've got your phone out, right? You won't be here.
I won't be here. I'll be on the air, but I'll
be
in
LA.
LA?
Yeah.
Why? What's happening on the 24th?
Well, that's my 64th birthday.
Oh.
So I thought we'd do a cake pairing.
Oh, my God.
Different cakes with
No, here's what we do. I have the solution for this. I will be here on the 17th. So we do a cake pairing a week ahead, like you do a cake tasting for a wedding.
Oh, right.
We do a cake pairing a week ahead of your birthday.
I'm glad it'll be the 17th because I was not here for the Halloween pairing, and I also will not be here on the 17th.
What?
So I will also miss that.
His intestines would explode.
My intestines are about to explode. I'm going to be in New York for my friend's wedding.
Which brings
us to
another...
you're driving, the car of death. Yeah. The death wobble.
He's renting a car.
Yeah, I'm probably not driving.
Oh, you decided? Oh, good. Because last time I was on, we were talking about taking the car of death.
Yeah, mm. I did not make that decision.
Do you feel like I had some responsibility on the downward spiral?
Wishing my car to death?
No, downward spiral, a spiral of your car.
So, no. What happened
No, it wasn't you at all.
The reason why my car now has to be sold is that I had a friend of mine ride with me to the casinos over the weekend, this past weekend, and I warned him several times that the metal under the car was weak, that it was not really in great condition. Well, apparently the only way that he plays poker well is really drunk. He got very, very intoxicated. I did not get intoxicated at all, which was not super great. On the ride home, he was rocking back and forth in the passenger side chair, testing it, and he broke it. So it's no longer safe. And the
car, is this friend?
He gave me he gave me a little bit of money, not enough to cover it because it's broken forever. But
did you do it drunkenly as he was getting out of the car? Here's I love you.
He was a pretty good friend. I'm not sure if we'll hang out a lot more now though. But he broke the car, so that's why it's no longer going to be taken.
That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I can still drive it in the driver's seat.
But he has to lay across the back.
Right. If I put anyone in the passenger side seat and get into even a minor fender bender, they might fly out the window. It might be like that horrible.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. So it was not your fault.
She's still swiping.
I am.
I'm sorry, Craig. I don't mean to interrupt your sad story, but she's still
sad. Come on. What's going on with this picture? Come on. That's just not okay.
He's got like a window into his hairy. What is that on his chest? Looks like an open sore.
So, Craig, are we doing for our last?
Look, it's an open sore. Look at this.
This is how. What?
Dan has an open sore.
We are going to do John Cass for our last call this evening, and he's going to continue to think that Scott's giving us his phone number.
I know.
I don't care. What's the worst that can happen?
Aw, Adam has a horse in his profile picture.
Or is that a camel? What the hell is that?
I don't know.
I don't know mammals.
Strange. I really don't know what happened tonight. It started out just fine. And then there were Brewers, and then there were, we talked about Springfield, and then there was Jay Swipe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I got distracted.
It's the last evening.
It is really messy in here, Scott.
Yeah, we've got a lot of cleaning
to do. We've got so much work to do. And I'm sleeping here, so I'll be able to hear them screaming about how dirty it is. So we've got to make sure that it's clean when we leave.
I'll do my best.
Roger, seriously, when you came down here, did it smell bad?
Well, my sinuses are acting up, so I didn't smell anything.
All right, good. Let's pretend.
I'm no help.
Everything is fine.
Yeah, everything's fine.
All right, so what I was going to say, so we'll do a wine pairing with a cake tasting for Roger Badish's birthday, but I also thought we could do one for the 4th of July barbecue.
Oh, that's
what wines
hot dogs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
do
my
you like
God,
that?
That's awesome.
So what do you want? Do you want it to be for your birthday? Because we can do other things for your birthday,
or do you
Roger.
Want it for America? It's up to you,
for
Roger.
For America. Roger or America, which I think, you know, I think those go, you know, you can hold those up weekly, you know.
Wait, God. July 4th, well, but that's Monday. But we could do it that Friday before.
We could do it the Friday before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Because, you know, I'm doing the parade on that Monday.
Are you? What do you mean you're doing the parade?
I'm the MC of the Skokie 4th of July parade for the
second
year.
Oh, my God.
Where
corruption meets the lake.
Do you want to hang out in the fan van at the Memorial Day parade in Norwood Park?
On when? Monday?
On Monday.
I'm golfing Monday.
No one wants to hang out. Just me
I
and
would
you, Craig,
if I wasn't golfing. See, I gave up softball for golfing.
Well, what time?
It's the parade. We have to be there at 10 a.m. It kicks off at 11, I believe.
That would be kind of fun.
Right?
Well, let me ask you.
We're throwing candy to people.
So
how is that not fun?
So Steve and Johnny were correct. I was talking to them in the parking lot when we left, and they said that it was their fault that you can no longer throw candy at children from parades.
What?
You cannot do it from the vehicle or the float. You can't throw it, but if you are walking.
If you're walking, yeah.
Yes, you can toss it.
You know, we had the same thing at the Pride Parade last year. You were not allowed to throw the beads and stuff from the float.
What?
Yeah.
Not from the vehicle.
I just can't. Right. I was in New Orleans. I mean, my gosh, if someone shows you
anything,
you can throw anything at them.
That's New Orleans. Mm-hmm. We're talking Chicago.
Chicago.
That's stupid.
Well, what happens is the kids run toward the vehicles
where
the candy's coming from, and they end up under the tires.
Oh.
That was my responsibility last year. You know?
You had to sweep the children away from the van? What was your responsibility?
I had my child catcher thing.
All right.
No, but that was one of, there were four guys, and I was one of them, that walked along the float at the tire to make sure that nothing came under the tire. Seriously.
No, we're
I had a special armband and everything.
We believe
you.
Well,
if you had an armband. Yeah, so did the Nazis, but just throwing
okay, it out. Okay, let's just call John Cass. More for this on 720 WGN. Don't leave me hanging on like a Craig, are we sure you want to do this? Are we good? Are we ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't. I have not. I am not up on all things John Cassie. It's kind of like basement-y. Is that a horrible way to put it?
Yeah, he writes about Chicago stuff.
I know, but what have you seen? What are some of the pieces he's written lately?
Well, ask him who wins the Mutza Award. Is that how you say it?
Mutza.
Mutza Award?
Nah.
Nah. Mutzna?
Well, in fact, I did a Mutza with the parking sticker, only it's of Rom's hand, and he's missing the middle finger. So he's
got
Nah.
Nah. Oh, dear.
Hello?
Hello, John Cass.
Oh,
this is Patty Vasquez.
Craig Collins.
Scott Sanis. You're not supposed to be up, dude. What are you, are you up watching something late again?
Oh, he's going to hate us.
Mm-hmm. Hello, sir.
Hey, John.
John.
You're on the air. Oh, he hung up on us.
What just happened?
Well, he just hung up
on us. We didn't even leave a voicemail. That's a brand new moment.
I feel like that's the last time we're going to call him.
I feel like he heard us say that I hadn't read his pieces lately.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's listening.
What happened?
I think what's weird is it rang once, right?
We might have woke him up. He might have been like sleeping, and you know how sometimes you fall asleep with the phone right near you, and maybe, and it held for a long time too, mm-hmm. So maybe we weren't hearing rings, but there were rings happening on his end.
Oh, goodness.
So we might have just woke John Cass up. And
I hate to say this, but I think the last time I filled in, about a month ago, you called him again.
That was our first time.
Right.
He was awake.
Well, he woke up.
He chatted with us.
Yeah, for a little while.
I wonder if we call him back, what would happen?
He was not playing on this one.
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't know. We should. Should we call him back?
No.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a horrifying idea.
I wouldn't.
All right.
Really?
Scott wants to do it.
No. I'm just wondering.
Call him on your phone.
You call him, yeah.
Yeah.
You call him.
He'll think it's a scoop or something.
Well, that's why he answered it.
Well, I know.
What's so cool is that he's still an old-time reporter and that he figured he got to answer the phone when it rings.
Yeah. Well, and let's just say that off the air, the last time we called him, he did say, please call us anytime. Call me anytime. I don't know
he did.
Yeah. I don't know that he...
I think he's forgotten.
...realized that we would do that.
Hey, you know, I sometimes...
That is our first hang-up. Can we just say on air that is our first...
Way to go, John.
Answer and hang up.
We didn't hang up on John Cass. Oh, wait. Who's asking who would hang up on John Cass?
Yeah, nobody.
Who would hang up on me?
We did not.
I think it's appropriate to hang up when someone calls you at 2 in the morning.
For sure. Live on air?
I'm good. Live. Well, and I think that's really, it's so John Cass. Like, so Raven, he's so John Cass. I think that works out very well.
Hello.
By the way,
I'm trying to replay the whole conversation. It was, hello.
Hi, this is Patty Vasquez.
And Craig Collins. And hey, John, it's Scott Stanis. Click.
Click.
There you go. You
Roger.
Found it.
Roger didn't even say hello.
I didn't. No, I knew where it was going when he didn't say anything more than. I knew where it was going.
That was kind of how it sounded.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
So Betsy is going to be pissed at us, and she's Sicilian.
Who's Betsy?
His wife.
Oh, hi, Betsy.
And she's Sicilian. Honest to goodness, they.
Oh, you've had it now, Patty.
Are we gonna do one of these things where like you do not want to cross a Sicilian and I'm Irish and Mexican. Do we really want to go down this route?
Yes, because I'm married to one and you don't.
All right then. Tracy Butler wants to know. Oh, you know what, Craig? Oh, do we have time? Let me see if I have this. Hold on a second.
Excited. We're on Tinder.
I got to do this tomorrow because I.
What?
Tracy Butler, thank you so much for tweeting at us. And by the way, Tracy Butler was asking one night. She tweeted a direct message to me, and I forgot to get back to her. So Tracy, I did get that. We were talking one night about this horrible story in the suburbs where a mother was convicted of taking the life of her young daughter, her adult daughter with special needs. I do speeches sometimes, and I had the opportunity to talk to a group of educators out in Mount Prospect who have children from the ages of 3 years old to 21 years old of varying abilities. And I try to I give these presentations because I think that educators and healthcare providers are the ones that can find these sort of warning signals that perhaps a family is in need and is struggling and perhaps losing hope. So I have a company called With Kind Words. Because a lot of times doctors and educators, they come at it with a treatment, with a diagnosis.
Right.
And with words like, you will never, your child will never do this. Your child is not capable of. Your child has plateaued. We were told that for Declan when he was about 2 years old, that he had plateaued in his speech therapist. I know, that's my phone making all those noises. But So I think that there are other ways to equip parents to make them feel weaponized when it comes to, you know, getting through the struggles of raising a child with a disability. So it's called With Kind Words. And that just might mean, you know, what you need to do, what's best for your family is, and finding other ways in to help a family deal with their new circumstances.
Well, there's a great graphic novel by a cartoonist friend of mine called My Degeneration. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about the diagnosis process and how how doctors deliver the news.
Yes.
Some, he said, most of them are just bastards. Most of them are just like, you have blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Some of them actually laugh while they're telling you.
Ugh, I know.
And some of that, so it just plays right into what you're discussing.
Well, there are ways where, and I think the technique of sitting down with a patient or, you know, the parents of a student is just to kind of a shot across the bow, right? Which is to say, we have to share some news with you that's going to be hard to take. I think, and that's a way in. I mean, I think that's very honest. It's very straightforward.
They are not taught this in medical school.
And that's one of the things I'm trying to work on.
That's a great idea.
With Kind Words.
This is a company of yours?
I started in a non-for-profit, a 501(c)(3). Yeah.
Okay.
And it's called With Kind Words. So I'm working on it. I know.
How's that going?
Just trying.
Real quick, if you guys want, we can replay the John Cass phone call.
Yes, please.
So you want to hear what happened?
Okay. Yes, please. Rom's, mm-hmm. Rom's hand, and he's missing the middle finger. So he's
going, oh.
Nah.
Oh, dear.
Hello?
Hello, John Cass.
Oh,
this is Patty Vasquez.
Craig Collins.
Scott Sanis. You're not supposed to be up, dude. What are you, yeah. Are you up watching something late again?
Oh, he's going to hate
and
us.
And hello, wait. Sir.
Hey, John.
Oh, I said hello, sir. He hung up on hello, sir. Vic Vaughn.
Last. Hey, guys. John Cass is up here on the seventh floor.
No, he's not.
How's we got? No. Tell him we're not here.
Yeah.
None of us are here.
That would be great.
Yeah.
We finished the show. It's over.
So last time we called John Cass, Vic Vaughn tweeted out how great of a sense of humor John Cass has. What are you going to tweet tonight, Mr. Vic Vaughn?
Oh, I'm
just curious.
Have to follow that up with something. He liked that tweet, by the way.
I know he did. What is tonight's tweet going to be about John Cass's appearance?
I got to work on it. 140 characters takes me about 30 minutes to come up with.
Your tweet should be, the next time we call, it's going to be someone wonderful like Tracy Butler. Mm. Not that John Cass is not wonderful. He has yet to prove that to us. That's a horrible way to put it.
Yeah, it really is.
No, he was wonderful the last time. But
yeah,
that
he was. He was wonderful.
Really was,
actually,
yeah.
It was kind of wonderful. There was a wonderfulness to his hanging up on us.
Right.